House Majority Crumbles, Democrats Scramble to Protect More Vulnerable Members. By Jacob Bliss on January 27, 2022. The campaign arm for the House Democrats, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, expanded their list of vulnerable Democrats by 7 as they are headed into the midterm elections. The DCCC expanded its list of vulnerable House Democrats by 7 to 32 members. The Democrats, with a slim majority, are trying to stay in power in the House but appear to be running very thin due to the committee having to devote resources to help members as they become more vulnerable, either due to redistricting or having a strong opponent. The 7 Democrats are Representative Greg Stanton in Arizona's 9th Congressional District, Representative Sanford Bishop in Georgia's 2nd Congressional District, Representative Bill Foster in Illinois' 11th Congressional District, Representative Dan Kildee in Michigan's 5th Congressional District, Representative Josh Gottheimer in New Jersey's 5th Congressional District, Representative Marcy Kaptur in Ohio's 9th Congressional District, Representative Jennifer Wexton, Virginia's 10th Congressional District. The Democrats, trying to keep the majority, are going against the historical odds wherein the president's party typically loses a large number of seats in the House in the midterm election. Despite that, Democrats seem to believe they can fend off Republican challengers. DCCC Executive Director Tim Persico told NBC News, "The fight for the House is really a district-by-district strategy. I understand what the precedent is, but I think these are kind of unprecedented times." The DCCC's Republican counterpart, the National Republican Congressional Committee, said that the Democrat incumbents are becoming more vulnerable as they get closer to Election Day. The DCCC recognizes that with each passing day, more Democrat incumbents are vulnerable. Democrats have a choice heading into Election Day: retire or lose, said NRCC spokesman Mike Berg. Additionally, the latest poll from the Trafalgar Group showed that Republicans have a commanding 13-point lead over the Democrats on a generic ballot. The poll showed that 55.7% of likely general election voters said they would vote for the Republican candidate, while only 42.2% said they would vote for the Democrat candidate. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.